February 20th, 2024. Good tree, bad tree. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:33-37. The tree as the example. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. Meaning, if you have a good tree, then you'll have good fruit. How do you know you have a good tree? By what it produces. If you have bad apples all the time, you know that it's a bad tree. In the same way, if you have good apples, you know that it's a good tree. It's producing good things. This is a simple concept, but it is pushing us into a reality that is life-changing. Some passages are meant to leave men hopeless in order to point them to life. This is one of them passages. So we have the tree as an example. Secondly, the heart as the pond, the mouth as the stream. How can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. You see, the truth is, the words that we speak reveal our heart. Why? Well, where do your words originate? They come from inside. They enter the mind, and then they flow out of the mouths in an instant. The fruit is what pours out of our mouth, out of our life, what we do, what we say. This is the fruit. Like an apple grows out of the branch. Good comes from good. Evil comes from evil. Our words and conduct are who we are on the inside. If you have a pond, and it's full of fresh water, then all the streams it produces will be fresh. But if you have a pond, and it has sewage, then all the streams will be sewage. Ask a generous and righteous man to produce something, he will bring out a thing of joy, something good. Ask a thief, an evil man, to produce something, he will bring out what's been stolen, something evil. So what do we do? What do we do with this? Do we say, well, I better watch my mouth? Well, maybe. It's a good idea to watch your mouth. You shouldn't say whatever you want. But the problem isn't your mouth. You see, you don't get an oil change by staring at your engine. You get an oil change by changing the oil. It's a terrible analogy, but in the same way, you don't watch your mouth to change your heart. You have to change your heart to change your mouth. The way you speak is because of the condition of your heart. The way you act is because of the condition of your heart. It's what enters your mind, which produces your actions, produces what you say, produces what you do, your intentions. You see, you don't just need a new mouth, you need a whole new tree. This verse yells plainly to every man, right now, today. You are in need of change. You are a sinner. And what you're saying and how you live tells it plainly. People think that they're good. Well, I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm good. But people are basically good. Not according to this verse. People are basically evil. That's why people do evil. That's why they say evil. It tells you plainly you are a sinner. Without Christ, you are a rotten tree. You see, Christ died on the cross to graft you into his tree. You want a new source? You want to be a different person? You need a new pond? You need a new mouth? A new heart? Cling to Christ and his righteousness and watch things be different. Because, lastly, the mouth as our judge. He says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. In the end, our speech lays out plainly the condition of our heart. We need to take Christ's life and death and have it credited to our account. We think we can go to heaven and get in because we gave a guy a dollar on a busy highway. Or we think we can get into heaven because we go to a building every Sunday. Well, the truth is, we can't. We will die and face God, and the very words we spoke will condemn us. We won't even have to say what we did. Our very words will condemn us. We need Christ. The words we need to say are, I can't do this. You expect me to watch every word I say? I can't. I'm evil. I see it. I speak evil all the time. All the time. I can't change it. You expect me to do that? That's impossible. I'm evil. I see it. Forgive me. I need you. That's what we need to say today. Humility will be your first step. So let's think on this. Cling to Christ and his word and genuinely love him and let him be your treasure. And with this, have a happy Tuesday.